Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Nobin Pradhan with the evening news and these are the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi unveils multiple projects worth over 42,000 crore rupees for agriculture and allied sectors. Wagha district joins nation in virtual launch of PM Dhan Dhanya Krishi Yojana and mission for Atmanirbharta in pulses. Advisor Kuteshwar Khamos says progress of society not only depend on resources but also on leadership, and Wagha district all set to hold first ever banana festival from 22nd to 24th October. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today launched, inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple projects and schemes worth over 42,000 crore rupees in the agriculture and allied sectors at a special Krishi program in New Delhi. During the event, Prime Minister Modi unveiled two major initiatives in the agriculture sector, PM Dhan Dhanya Krishi Yojana and Mission for Atmanirbharta in pulses, with an outlay of more than 35,000 crore rupees. Addressing the gathering on the occasion, the Prime Minister said the schemes PM Dhan Dhanya Krishi Yojana and Mission for Atmanirbharta in pulses will transform the fortunes of millions of farmers in the country. He emphasized for 21st century India to achieve rapid development, reforms in the country's agricultural systems were essential, and this began in 2014.
प्रधानमंत्री धन धान्य कृषि योजना और दूसरी दलहन आत्मनिर्भरता मिशन, ये दो योजनाएं भारत के करोड़ों किसानों का भाग्य बदलने का काम करेगी। इन योजनाओं पर भारत सरकार करीब 35,000 करोड़ रुपए से ज्यादा खर्च करने वाली। साथियों, खेती और किसानी हमेशा से हमारी विकास यात्रा का एक प्रमुख हिस्सा रही। बहुत जरूरी होता है कि बदलते समय के साथ खेती किसानी को सरकार का सहयोग मिलता रहे।
The Prime Minister further urged farmers to diversify crops beyond wheat and rice, focusing on pulses to ensure protein security. He said that the success of PM Dhan Dhanya Krishi Yojana will depend on local level implementation, and government will transform 100 low-performing agri-districts under the scheme. Mr. Modi emphasized that farmers have a bigger role in making India a developed nation.
अब हम उसको पिछड़े जिले नहीं कहते। 20% बस्तियां ऐसी थी जिन्होंने आजादी के बाद से सड़क ही नहीं देखी थी। आज आकांक्षी जिला योजना की वजह से अब ऐसी ज्यादातर बस्तियों को भी सड़कों से जोड़ा जा चुका है।
Wagha district today joined the rest of the nation in the virtual launch of the PM Dhan Dhanya Krishi Yojana and Mission for Atmanirbharta in pulses. The schemes were virtually launched by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi, along with the inauguration and foundation stone laying of over 1,100 projects to strengthen India's agricultural infrastructure. The district-level program was held at the DC Conference Hall, organized by Krishi Vigyan Kendra, KVK Wagha, and attended by officials, SHG members and farmers. Addressing the event, senior scientist KVK Wagha, Dr. Sandeep Deshmukh, said the schemes were aimed to strengthen agricultural infrastructure and enhance farmers' income through sustainable practices. Also speaking at the program, Subdivisional Officer Civil Wagha Echungbemo Irui urged farmers and SHGs to avail the schemes to boost productivity and entrepreneurship. Advisor for CAWD and Taxes Nagaland Kuteshwar Khamos today said progress of a society and nation does not only depend on the resources but also on its leadership. Speaking at the Chokri Area Union Kohima General Session 2025 in Kohima, Mr. Khamo expressed concern over the rising problem of unemployment in the state. He stated that entrepreneurship is the way forward to address unemployment, emphasizing on dedication, sincerity and hard work. The advisor called on the young people to take up projects and entrepreneurship to achieve economic progress and growth. Wagha district is all set to hold the first ever banana festival from 22nd to 24th October. Addressing the monthly district planning and development board meeting for Wagha district yesterday, Deputy Commissioner Vineet Kumar informed that more than 100 stalls with participants from within and outside the state would showcase the diversity of bananas and banana products. He added that more than 20 varieties of banana will be displayed during the festival. Mr. Kumar further informed that more than 30 premier technical institutions and marketing bodies from across the country will be conducting workshops, demonstrations and farmers' trainings. Here is a report.
Beyond celebrating the fruit, the festival is part of a larger vision to transform banana cultivation into a modern, market-driven and value-added agribusiness, giving farmers new opportunities to increase income and gain recognition. Under the One District, One Product initiative, banana has been chosen to replace fish as the district's flagship product. To support this, a five-year vision document for banana development was recently launched by Minister of State for Science and Technology and Earth Science, Dr. Jitendra Singh, setting a roadmap to modernize banana cultivation, promote value addition, and expand market access. Mary Akashwani News, Kohima.
This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. National President of the National People's Party, NPP, and Chief Minister of Meghalaya, Conrad K. Sangma, held a series of consultative and interactive meetings with leaders and representatives of NPP Nagaland in Dimapur. A press release from the NPP Nagaland unit stated that Mr. Sangma engaged with various organizational levels and frontal wings to review the party's progress and discuss strategies for further growth in the state. During the meetings, representations were submitted by the state units and various organizational wings, highlighting important issues and recommendations to strengthen the party's structure from the state level down to the district and grassroots level. The release added that Mr. Sangma appreciated the proactive efforts of the Nagaland state leadership and assured full support and cooperation from the national headquarters. The Wokha District Congress Committee today launched its new calendar at the District Committee office. Speaking on the occasion, Pradesh Congress Committee member N. Wabenthang Lotha expressed optimism over the growing strength of the Congress Party, noting a significant increase in membership and a positive shift in the political atmosphere. He remarked that even at the national level, the party appears to be gaining momentum and winning public support. Pradesh Congress Committee member Chenitang Humsoy reminded members that although the party has not been in power for over two decades, it continues to work diligently. The Nagaland Archery Association has selected 23 archers to represent the state at the 2025 Senior Archery Championships, stated to be held in the second week of December at Hyderabad. A press release from the association stated that 39 archers from various districts competed for an opportunity to represent Nagaland at the national level. It said out of these, 23 archers comprising 12 men and 11 women have been selected based on their performance. The association also announced that a special coaching camp will be held for the selected archers at Archery Center of Excellence at Sovima before they depart for the competition. And in the first edition of the Inter-Ward Football Tournament of Dimapur Municipal Council Trophy 2025, Ward 10 defeated Ward 22 by a solitary goal to emerge as champions at DDSC Stadium today. Addressing the closing ceremony, Executive Engineer Tribal Affairs Nagaland, Nagashe Su, said football is more than just a sport. It is a universal language that brings people together from different walks of life. Mr. Su said sports have the power to strengthen communities, inspire young minds, promote healthy lifestyles and foster a spirit of cooperation. Out of the 23 wards, 13 wards participated in the week-long tournament organized by Dimapur District Veterans Football Association. And to end the news, a reminder of the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi unveils multiple projects worth over 42,000 crore rupees for agriculture and allied sectors. Wokha District joins nation in virtual launch of PM Dhan Dhanya Krishi Yojana and Mission for Atmanirbharta in pulses. Advisor Kotesh Okhamo says progress of society not only depends on resources but also on leadership, and Wokha District all set to hold first ever banana festival from 22nd to 24th October. And that is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We'll be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Good night.